you going to tell us the guys we've been asking about are day to day?
Who are you asking about? Day to day. No, he's. I would say that he's. He would be questionable for the game, Mark.
Okay. Fair enough.
What's that?
How about Whitney?
Whitney, I would say, would probably not play in the game.
And Garrett?
Probably not play in the game.
Bill, what did you learn from your first matchup against Pagano that helps you now as you and the staff prepare?
Yeah, you know, I do think that in some ways the teams are different than they were back in October, but there are definitely, you know, obviously some things that we can take from that game. Offensively, Indianapolis's offense plays at a very good tempo. We've got to be ready for that tempo. Defensively, when we look at their defense, we have to realize that they're a fast, tough, athletic defense, and they're a defense that brings pressure, and we've got to be ready for that pressure. Special teams-wise, we've got to play a lot better. We've got to be a lot more alert. This is Indianapolis is an aggressive special teams unit. We have to be a lot more on top of our game in this game.
Is there a tougher matchup tight end? Everyone talks about, you know, Wayne and Hilton and
right.
all that, but they're tight ends.
Yeah.
The three of them
yeah.
seem to pose problems for everything.
Yeah, I think Fleener had I think he was targeted like 10 times against Cleveland, and you're right. I mean, Fleener has done a really good job as a blocker and obviously in a passing game, so that's a big matchup. You know, they've got good players at all the positions, so it's not like you can just focus on one guy. Of course, T.Y. Hilton's one of the best receivers we've gone against, but at the same time, you know, obviously they've got Reggie Wayne, they've got Moncrief, backs in the backfield that are playing well for him, Fleener, you know, those type guys. So, you know, it's a big challenge for our defense.
Is Andre still in concussion protocol?
Yes.
Okay, so he has not cleared that.
That's right.
If Witt doesn't go,
that's right.
Does 51 Simon get the start there?
It depends on what package we would start in, but John Simon will play a lot in this football game.
From where he came, where you came out of college more as a stand-up 4-3 defensive end, now playing the 3-4, can you talk about the transition
yeah.
there that Joe Sixbeck might not find?
No, that's a great question. You know, and you know, that's part of scouting, and you know, when we went and we looked at John, and he was in Baltimore at the time, and we had experience playing against him when I was at Penn State, and you're right, he was a 4-3 defensive end, but we felt like, especially with Mike Vrabel's knowledge of him, that we had a guy there that was athletic enough, smart enough, instinctive enough to go out there and learn how to play outside backer, because you know, sometimes he will put his hand on the ground in a four down type front, other times he'll play, you know, the Sam or the outside backer spot. So we felt like he was a guy that could make that transition. It's not always the easiest transition, but he had done it a little bit in Baltimore, so we felt like we had a guy that could do that.
Bill, you guys always play with a lot of energy during the game. Do you feel like you're a little extra jazzed because of the importance of this game?
There's been good energy this week. I mean, these guys understand the importance of the game. You know, obviously a division rival, very good football team. There's been a lot of good energy out there. I think we've practiced pretty well. Some things we need to clean up from today, red zone, third down, first and second down. But I think overall these guys have been flying around at practice, which is good to see.